When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great times with the governing MPP running out of time to elect and fail the parliamentary candidate for its flag bearer's home constituency of Wale Wale. With less than 72 hours for the EC to close nominations.
That tomorrow a decision will be made by the National Executive Committee of our party, and which has to be made because Friday is the deadline for the closing of nominations.
Plus, a dramatic shift in the party's position on its members who are running as independent candidates, with increasing number of sitting MPP MPs going independent.
All those who have gone as independent, the party will continue to engage them to the latter where we realize that maybe there's nothing more that we can do. But we still have hope that all is not lost as I continue to engage our members who have gone independent. Thank you.
And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. The governing New Patriotic Party is running out of time today to elect and fail the parliamentary candidate for its flag bearer's home constituency of Wale Wale, with less than 72 hours for the EC to close nominations. The hometown of the flag bearer, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, is caught up in a standoff between his relative and MP Hajia Lariba and his advisor, Dr. Mahamatia Kabiru. A high court nullified the June 24 primary, and a chaotic rerun saw a ballot box snatched last night, leading to the EC avoiding the election altogether. That has been truncated now, and that election is one that has been postponed indefinitely. The party is scrambling to find a solution to this. The General Secretary, Justin Frimpong-Kodia, has been addressing a news conference. He says the party is waiting for a thorough report before a decision is taken.
The Executive Committee is the body that is clothed with the power to deal with issues concerning parliamentary matters. And you've done it before. So certainly, I can assure you that tomorrow a decision will be made by the National Executive Committee of our party, and which has to be made because Friday is the deadline for the closing of nominations. So certainly a decision will be made, and a decision will be based on one that addresses the issues that happened at Wale Wale, one that will seek to reconcile the party at Wale Wale, and that will also seek to bring unity at Wale Wale and make sure that the party retain her seat at Wale Wale. So definitely all these are allegations that will come before the National Executive Committee. Like I indicated to you, we wait for the report from the various stakeholders who were there. And based on that report and evidence that will be adduced, certainly the National Executive Committee will take the decision.
Get to the ground pretty shortly, but joining me in the studio is Winston Amwa with the political desk. And Winston, this is a very interesting situation where the MPP is facing the real likelihood that by close of day Friday, they may not have a candidate who has filed his nomination with the Electoral Commission for a constituency we know is a home constituency of the party's flag bearer and the vice president.
Yeah. And Evans, look, talking about the Wale Wale constituency, in 2008, when Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia was running with Fernando Danko Akufo-Addo, the NPP failed to win that constituency. But then in 2012, the NPP, with Dr. Bawumia's running mate Nana Akufo-Addo, managed to win the Wale Wale constituency. And since then, the NPP has been winning that constituency. Even when it comes to the parliamentary election, Now, in 2004, 2008, the NDC won it with Idrisu Zakaria Alidu. But then in 2012, in the build up to the primaries of the NDC, Evan, something happened. And that's something the NPP may have to learn from. Now, at the time, the Deputy Northern Regional Minister contested Idrisu Zakaria Alidu and one other person. And this is what happened. Idrisu Zakaria Alidu lost that, but the Deputy Northern Regional Minister did not win it. Guess who won it? A gentleman at the time known as King James. Mm. Now, King James, then on the ticket of the NDC, lost to the NPP. And that's how come the NPP managed to win that seat in 2012, both parliamentary and presidential, and have since won it. The difficulty now is that the NPP, as we've learned subsequently from its own research, realized that the incumbent member of parliament had become unpopular. And this is what led to the springing up of Tiakabiru Mahama, and he eventually won in January this year. But then there was a dispute and the court annulled it. And then again, if they had this election, and it's come a challenge. This is the significance of that seat. You cannot be a flag bearer. Even if you win the presidential, it is expected that you win the parliamentary.
Yeah.
If you delivered both presidential and parliamentary when you were running mate, it is expected that now that you are flag bearer, you deliver with huge margin. Not just deliver the seat, but deliver with huge margin.
Especially for Bawumia, in this case, where the two individuals involved here are both very close to him. One is a relative, the other is an advisor to him.
And that's what the challenge is for the vice president, because we've had commentary, we've had certain sounds of the vice president say he doesn't support anybody, he's not in support of this person, because in politics you'd want to take advantage. And so coming from the vice president's office, there are those who have campaigned on the fact that this is one that has the blessings and support of the vice president. He says, I do not support anybody. Yes, he works in my office, but I am not the one sponsoring him. But this is it. Whatever happens, the NPP with Dr. Bawumia as flag bearer cannot afford to lose that seat. And Evans, this is the issue really. Look, the NDC's candidate, Abdallah, contested in 2016 and in 2020. And the margin of victory between Akufo-Addo and John Mahama is actually more than the margin of victory between Larba, Abudu, and Abdallah in 2020. So this is a man who contested in 2016, 2020, the NDC's candidate, and he's contesting again. And in 2016, while Akufo-Addo beat John Mahama by in excess of about 4,000, the NPP's candidate beat him at just about 2,000. So if you are the NPP, you're worried, because if you do not take time, you could lose the seat to the NDC.
In a year like this, when everything else seemed to be against the party, you don't want to lose ground in a place like Wale Wale that you flipped on the back of a strong showing by the candidate himself, who then was Iranian mate. Now he is on the ticket. This is not the time to leave a place unstable. And this is why the party is taking a very serious view of this. But they are running out of time. They just have less than 72 hours to go to have somebody either elected, or the party makes a decision to go with one of them. Whichever way this goes, somebody's going to be very, very unhappy. At a time when we're going to be talking about the independence shortly, where many sitting MPs are going independent.
The fear of the party really, Evans, is that Lariba is one you cannot talk to. Tiakabiru Mahama is one you can talk to. And so, the party is, if you were to speak to Tiakabiru Mahama today, I'm not sure he'll tell you this, but there's been a lot of overtures to him to, understand and all of that. But the question is, who do the people, the electorates want? Is it Lariba? Or is it Tiakabiru Mahama? The NPP's own research shows that people don't like Lariba.
And they have to make a decision. And they have to make a decision very, very quickly. And they are waiting for a report from the ground. They've sent a team there. It's led by Masaudu Osman, is the National Fed Vice Chairman. Joins us right now on the phone. Thank you, sir, for your time here on Top Story.
Yeah, good evening,
Lizard. Great to have you. We just listened to the party's general secretary say they're waiting for a report from you and your team before they take a decision. Have you sent that report yet?
Yeah, I'm about to send a report. What the general secretary says is true. I'm planning my report, inshallah, tomorrow by 10 o'clock. My report will be ready for the NEC. Then the NEC will take decision upon the election of Wale Wale.
Are you going to have a third round of voting?
No, the, you know, the NEC is the second highest decision-making of the body of the party. So all of us are waiting patiently tomorrow so that whatever outcome the NEC will bring, all of us will go by the NEC decision.
Based on your own understanding of what happened on the ground, what is the best outcome for the party there? What will serve the best interest of your party in Wale Wale?
The best interest of the party, even as you know, we don't afford, the MPP is not afford, we don't afford to lose the seat of the of Wale Wale, so far as the vice president and the presidential candidate of the party is coming from there. So I think what we can do, all what we can do so that peace will prevail there, so that it will, this problem will resolve. So if what the next set will resolve the problem, then we are waiting for the next decision tomorrow.
The outcome of yesterday's confusion, many will look at that and say the only way out for a democratic party like yours is to hold another election. Is that what we're going to see?
No. You see, yes, we can, the decision, the NEC can bring a decision of holding another rerun of the election, and the NEC too has power to even select, the party has power by the NEC to select a candidate without even going for election. So that is what I'm telling you. We are expecting the NEC to do the needful so that the MPP could take the of Wale Wale. We are not afford to lose the seat of Wale Wale. As a national third vice chairman and the chairman for the election, I was there when the incident started. So that is why I've told you that I'm preparing my report so that I will give my report exactly what happened there, myself and my team. I will give the report to the NEC tomorrow so that the NEC would decide, and then would decide what any outcome from the NEC, the party will go by it.
You have up until close of day Friday to present a candidate, an aspiring parliamentary candidate for that particular constituency, because the EC's final nominations will close 5 p.m. on Friday. You do not have enough time, do you? Even if you want to hold an election, it is not realistic to expect that you hold an election.
It is one matter that we are going to discuss it thoroughly at the next tomorrow, because as you said, we don't have much time, and I could understand that the general secretary have written to the electoral commission about the particular election of Wale Wale. We were thinking by yesterday results, voting, and the result would declare, so that today the declared candidate or the winning candidate may go and file. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. So I'm having a sure that the general secretary will still communicate to the electoral commission so that we'll make quickly and catch up with the time for of electoral commission, so that it will not compromise our victory, or it will not compromise this thing, our candidature in the Wale Wale constituency.
The most realistic outcome here is the selection of a candidate, not an election. You agree?
Yeah, as I told you, the party, our constitution is clearly spread out there, out that we can select a candidate. We can select a candidate by selection. We can select a candidate so that we go for election without even election.
In compiling your report, have you spoken to the two candidates involved?
Come again.
In compiling your report, have you spoken to the two candidates involved?
I've spoken to the two candidates. Even before I spoke to you, I spoke to Kabiru. I spoke to Haji Alarba. I was asking them whether there was a concern between. There was a concern about the election. All of them have given me their concern, and I've added some of their concern to my report, hoping that, God willing, tomorrow I will send it to the NEC. Then we spell it out. So we dichotomize it at the NEC. Then whatever result, whatever outcome, then we go by it.
Yesterday when we spoke to you, you were trying to get Tia Kabiru and you were struggling. Mm-hmm. You had called him many times and he had not answered. You're saying to me tonight that you have managed finally to talk to him.
Yeah, I was immediately the fight or the riots occurred at the voting center when the police, when the peace officers or the police officers took control of the ballot paper. I was trying, he was not there. He was not there. There was chaos everywhere. So I was trying to call him and to inform him this is what's happening at the voting center so that you'll be aware that the voting at the end of the sorting, it has ended up with a riot. It has ended up with confusion. And one guy, Kamara, who came and it has all over confusion. But this is the information that I was going to give it to him, that the ballot got so being good, it has been scared, it is in the hand or in the custody of police, they send it to the police station. This was what I was going to tell Kabiru when I was calling him. By that time, I think he was also busy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He was also busy because his supporters were out there agitating, shouting, and making noise, throwing stones. The same thing as Larba 2, their supporters are there shouting. Everybody was busy. That was the reason why I couldn't get him. But later on, before we brought the ballot papers to the police station, the Walwale District Police Station, I got him up. I spoke to him. He listened. And even one of his agents came in the police station when we were all present at the police station.
Do I get you saying that as far as the ballot box and the ballot papers are concerned, they're destroyed beyond recovery, and that's why a decision has to be made either to rerun or to select something?
No, to me, I did not say it has destroyed beyond maybe recognition or something. It is from the EC. To me, all the ballot papers, I think those ballot papers that has been spoiled are not compromised. I think I was requesting for the count. I was requesting the EC to count the number of votes that we have sorted. Because if you look at the papers, both papers that we sorted, it was plenty. Because I think both of them could cross 400. The total number of votes was 826. So clearly, both of them, if you look at the weight of the ballot, both of them, they can cross 400 or 300. So I was willing, I was trying my possible best to let the EC to count those ballot paper that was intact, so we should count them and before we look at those ballot that have spawned. If you look at the ballot papers that spawned, it is not up to 50 or up to it is not even up to 20.
So you still believe that those ballots can be counted?
To me, as a chairman of the committee, I believe that if we want justice, if we want to know how much one gets, how much Mr. A got and Mr. B got, I still stand by counting the valid ballot papers that has been sorted. It's still at the custody of the police.
Is that your recommendation to the party tomorrow in your report?
It's part of my recommendation in my report. Because, Ivan, I'm telling you this categorically. I'm telling you this. These ballot papers, those papers that we sorted, they are plenty. If we count it, it can even justify the winner of this election. Because those papers that has spoiled, they are not up to. If you ask the EC clearly know that I was there. The EC was there. If you ask the EC would know that those ballot that spoiled, it is not up to 20. It is not up to 20. When we count this ballot that have sorted for Kabiru and Hajia, I'm telling you, Ivan, it can justify the winner of this election, because I'm having the hope that one of the candidates may even win more than 100 votes. So if one person won more than 100 votes, and if it is 20 ballot paper that has spoiled, it can even add that if you add the 20 to the other person, he can win. And we know the total number of voters in the register. So we compare the total number of people who voted and the total number of people who cast the vote, and we calculated and deduct that those papers who spoiled. We can clearly identify the winner of this election.
Thank you very much. That there is Masaudu Osman, the National Third Vice Chairman of the MPP, and his report will be submitted to the party for the party to take a decision. But he's giving us an indication of what will be in that report. He believes those ballot papers must be counted, because it will still, even with those that had been destroyed, you still have enough for an outright winner to emerge. We'll see what the party decides at the end of tomorrow, but they really do not have time. Less than 72 hours to close this and present a candidate before the Electoral Commission, who will have to now go around, gather signatures, fill the nomination papers, and file them before the close of the day on Friday. If that doesn't happen, there's a likelihood that the MPP will go into the polls this year without a parliamentary candidate in Wale Wale, and that is going to be one big hurdle for the party, because this is a constituency, as you said, that we know is a home constituency of the party's flag bearer, the Vice President Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. Governor, New Patriotic Party, shall we? Because there has been a dramatic shift in the party's position on how it deals with its members who decide to run as independent parliamentary candidates. The MPP constitution stipulates that its members who run as independent candidates in any election that the party has candidates in will be deemed to have forfeited their membership of the party. In 2020, you will recall the MPP expelled this MP for Fomina, Andrew Marco Isiama, for deciding to run as an independent MP, leading to his seat being declared vacant in parliament. But with two sitting MPs deciding to go independent and one MP for Agona West, Cynthia Morrison, filing her candidature this week, the party is taking a softer position, perhaps because of its slim majority in the House. Listen to the General Secretary of the party, Justin Kodia Frimpong, addressing the news conference today.
Filing to contest as independent. As a party led by National Chairman Mr. Senayesi Yintin, when we took over the reins as national officers, we made it a point that we will ensure that there is free, fair election in our parliamentary times. And the media can attest to it that we organized one of the best parliamentary primaries the party has ever had. And the results were very clear, that the people decided on who they want to become our parliamentary candidate in the various respective constituencies. So anyone who goes to elections definitely always have that idea that it's either the person will win or the person may also lose. So as a party and a true patriot, we expect that everyone who went to elections and couldn't win will support the one who won. But in case of all those who have gone as independent, the party will continue to engage them to the latter, where we realize that maybe there's nothing more that we can do. But we still have hope that all is not lost, and we shall continue to engage our members who have gone independent. Thank you.
And that day is the General Secretary of the MPP. I want to bring in the National Organizer of the party, Henry Nanabuache, joins me right now. Henry, thanks for your time here on Top Story. Your party's constitution is very clear. The General Secretary is saying that you will be engaging them, but the party's constitution says, quote, a member of the party who stands as an independent candidate against the officially elected member of the party automatically forfeits his or her membership of the party. So why are you not enforcing this strictly this time?
We still believe that we can still undertake some deeper and more detailed consultation in getting these honorable members back. So the elections will be on the 7th of December. We still have some months, although we don't have time, and we have also been informed that some of them have already filed. So it's a very difficult moment, I mean, when you are dealing with such situations, but we need to also be careful. So we have taken this approach. We are still engaging them. We still have some time, little time, to be specific. And we believe, we have that faith politically, that these members of parliament will rescind their decision to run as independent candidate.
How many of your members, how many of your members have so far filed or have taken forms with intention to go independent?
But the indication we have will be that of Honorable Cynthia Morrison, and then the Suhum MP. Those are the strong indications we have for now. And we are engaging them, and I think that approach should be encouraged. Maybe there are some challenges, there are some issues. I think as a party, and then once they are also MPP members, I'm sure that if we engage them detailed and deeper, we will.
I mean, in 2020, you fully enforced the constitutional provision when it came to the former MP. What has changed in 2024?
It is the structure and the procedure of enforcing that clause in the constitution, or that provision in the constitution. We are not saying that we are not enforcing it. No, that is not what we are saying. What we are saying that we are rather adopting a different approach. That is it. That provision is there. As I said, we still have some time before the December 7th polls. We believe that we can engage them between now and that time, and they can decide not to contest. Although they are filed, they can decide to pull out. So we believe that anything can happen. So it is the approach that is different now.
Grateful. That there is the national organizer of the party, Henry Nana Bwache, speaking to us about the different approach the party is taking this time around in the face of that very strict constitutional provision. We will be re-engaging with him on another issue very shortly on Newsnight. You want to stay with us as the NDC is tonight mobilizing its supporters across the country to march on EC offices across the country as they demand a nationwide forensic audit into the party's electoral register. You want to stay with us for that. Plus, we bring you the very latest on the Galamsey War. We're hearing tonight from the Peasant Farmers Association, who say their members have been affected. Their farmlands have been taken over by illegal miners, and we're now facing a real possibility of food insecurity shortages across the country as their irrigation bodies have now all been taken over by illegal mining. We're also hearing tonight from the Christian Council. They'll be joining the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining tomorrow for a press conference that will declare a roadmap to a nationwide protest. We're also hearing from organized labor. A lot happening. You want to stay with us here on Joy 99.7 FM.